Hello.
You there? Yeah, lost you there.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, sir. The network dropped somehow. I don't know what happened.
But yeah, the American Landmaster, they're barely a competitor in the space because they don't really make a true UTV or AT. They don't make any ATVs, but that's a kind of a they're a small manufacturer. The big manufacturers that you have to pay attention to are obviously the four Japanese companies, then BRP, Polaris, and then
Right.
I work for CF Moto, and we're I think we sell we're up there now as far as volume. We're doing some pretty good volume, so we're looking at the electric landscape, but it's tough.
Okay, so if we talk about the market dynamics of these vehicles, I know the push towards electric vehicle is one of the main factors these vehicles are coming up. But apart from these major driving factors, I've seen some of the challenges which I have read, which I've studied across, is basically the high price of these types of vehicles and the lack of availability of charging infrastructure. So apart from this, like the high price and availability of infrastructure, what are the major challenges which the American public or the overall consumers are facing, so that because of which these vehicles are not being readily adopted?
I think, well, one, there's lack of availability. It'll be interesting to see how Polaris does with their electric utility vehicle. That because they're the only one that really has a true utility vehicle right now that's being shipped. Volcan has their product that they're working on, their sport side-by-side that's fully electric. That's supposed to be launched later this summer, but it's not out yet. They've shown it. You've probably seen pictures of it. The Volcan Stag, that's the one that has the General Motors platform. But I think the challenges are the same challenges that you have with automotive. It's range, it's cost, it's ability to recharge. The way the products are used, it doesn't lend itself in a lot of cases to electric. So I think there potentially could be a market for UTV, possibly for electric, like Polaris is trying to get into that space. But the problem again is you where these products are used and how they're used, they can't be recharged. So if it's used on private land or farming or something like that, where you maybe could possibly have access to charging, then there might be an interest in it. But the way we see the products used, electric just won't work.